Hello, this is Shibu Cherian, and let us unite in the word today as we are traveling our second journey together. Today is January the 12th and our Bible reading portion is from the book of Genesis chapters 34 to 36. Be careful not to step out of your boundary. We read in Genesis chapter 34 verses 1 to 4 like this. Now Dinah, the daughter of Leah, whom she had borne to Jacob, went out to see the daughters of the land. And when Shechem, the son of Hamor the Hivite, prince of the country, saw her, he took her and lay with her and violated her. His soul was strongly attracted to Dinah, the daughter of Jacob, and he loved the young woman and spoke kindly to the young woman. So Shechem spoke to his father Hamor, saying, "Give me this young woman as wife." The name of God is not mentioned in chapter 34 of Genesis, and this incident occurred during the return journey of Jacob and his family back to his ancestral home. Jacob halted and purchased a small property opposite to Shechem and decided to settle there by pitching his tent in that place. We can recall that Shechem was a place sanctified by Abraham as his first stop in the land of Canaan. As an afterthought, instead of residing at Shechem, perhaps Jacob should have fulfilled his vow in Bethel and moved on. We know that Lot pitched his tent towards Sodom and lost his daughters, and Jacob pitched his tent towards Shechem and lost Dinah. When Jacob and his family were living in Shechem, Dinah, who was Leah's only daughter, mingled socially with a heathen woman as she was looking for woman companionship. She stepped out of her family boundary and breached the proper separation from the ungodly. What we can infer from this incident is that Satan attempted to pollute the godly line of Abraham through intermarriage between Israelites and the Canaanites by granting full rights for the Israelites as citizens of the land. There is no separation from idolatry as well, a sad commentary on Jacob's spiritual leadership. There is also a real problem of contamination of God's elect people through improper relationships with the pagan people of the land. In his analysis of this chapter, Kidner has remarked the following. Chapter 34 shows the cost of rape, treachery, and massacre, a chain of evil that proceeded logically enough from the unequal partnership with the Canaanite community. Let us be careful every day that we do not step out of the boundary that God, through His Word, has placed upon our lives. If we do that, even innocently, as in the case of Dinah, we may slip into a terrible place that we will regret for a long time. Let us only keep our eyes on Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, during our life journey and stay close to Him. As we read in 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 17 and 18 like this. The words of Apostle Paul, "Therefore, come out from among them and be separate, says the Lord. Do not touch what is unclean, and I will receive you. I will be a father to you, and you shall be my sons and daughters, says the Lord Almighty."